This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando over the weekend, former President Trump was clear he will not start a new political party to make an end run around the grand old party. He dropped strong hints, though, that he might like to run for president again. There was some interest also in Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem. And Trump is still very good at raising money. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that.
Former President Trump never stopped raising money. First, he pulled in cash from donors to fight his election loss, and since then,
Trump launched a leadership PAC that raised over $30 million in just a matter of months.
Carl Evers Hillstrom monitors money in politics for OpenSecrets.org, and he says politicians and groups who align themselves with Trump are benefiting as well.
The Republican Party is increasingly reliant on Trump to actually raise money. So we've seen some corporate interests are not as interested in donating to them after the Capitol riot.
Trump's supporters, on the other hand, still seem game to donate to the president and his allies. There were even rumors after the election he might start a third political party.
And what he's done is actually a lot more interesting.
Jennifer Heerwig is a political sociologist at SUNY Stony Brook.
He said, okay, I have this kind of asset, which is my fundraising prowess and my donor list and the ability to connect with people who maybe ordinarily wouldn't donate. And so I'm going to use that and turn it into a formal organization that the GOP has to pay attention to.
And the Republican Party is.
We know that President Trump is still someone who is wildly popular and someone who was and is an effective fundraiser.
Paris Dennard is a spokesperson for the Republican National Committee.
We are optimistic that he will continue to be the type of former president that engages and wants to help the RNC fundraise.
Dennard says Trump has agreed to attend an RNC donors event this spring in Florida, where Republican leaders will be encouraging donors and the former president to support their efforts heading into the midterm elections. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.